على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين. روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم أوصي نفسي بتقوى الله العظيم. First and foremost, I'd like to congratulate the brothers and sisters on this very auspicious and blessed occasion of Eid al-Fitr, one of the greatest days of the year that we celebrate, we commemorate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings in this day are enormous upon the believers. And we'd like to express our congratulations as well to the Imam of our time, the Hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, wherever he is, inshaAllah. One of the advices that we have on the day of Eid to remind one another is that the purpose of the month of Ramadan, which was to become and to develop the spirit of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated the fast. He tells us in the Holy Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that maybe you may become God-fearing, you may develop that taqwa within yourself, where when the circumstances are set and the scene is set for sin, there's an internal force that causes me not to commit that sin, not to do that wrong. We want to try to develop that in ourselves. So the month of Ramadan should not be the end of that. The month of Ramadan should be a good start. It's a new start, and that is supposed to be continuing. We'd like to remind some of the points that are important for us to try to develop that taqwa within our hearts. From the ahadith and the du'as of the Ahlul Bayt and the verses of the Holy Quran, we find that one of the elements that causes us not to be able to practice that taqwa, and that if we eliminate that and develop something that is the opposite of that in us, it's going to help us with that taqwa, is where we don't see what we have being blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. We don't see the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the beauties in that nature to be God-given. Not seeing that the wealth that God has given us is given by Him. Not seeing that the health that we have is God-given, God has given. When we don't see that, then implementing that taqwa, using what He has given us in His way, based on His word, becomes more difficult. But if it's something that belongs to God, this body belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't get to do with it as I wish. I don't get to feed it whatever I wish. I get to feed it whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. If the money is something that God has provided, then wherever He has said I spend it, where He says I'm not allowed to spend, then I won't be spending it. This is an area that we neglect many times. So that's a reminder. The khutbahs of Amirul Mu'mineen, the Ahlul Bayt, encourage us to see in every breath that we take, there's a blessing in that God has provided us. That oxygen, the water that we drink, we take for granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, if I make that salty, if all the water is salty, who's going to change that for you? They say the battles are going to turn into, instead of fighting over oil in a few years, or maybe in decades, then you're going to be fighting over fresh water. If that water turns salty, who's going to provide you with other form of water? If God takes His blessings, that food, you can have all the money in the world that you want, but that food is not available, then how are you going to eat it? All of these things are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we neglect that, that's why we go and we rebel. We use it, we use His blessings to disobey Him. That's one thing that we need to keep in mind. Another point is to remember that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as instructions, they are instructions that are going to help us have a better life in this world and the hereafter. We don't feel that these instructions are blessings for us, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the greatest blessing that I have provided for you are these instructions and the teachings of Islam. They bring life to the soul. They bring life to the heart. The greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. Yet we look at it as limitations. We look at it as something that creates obstacles in our lives. It's actually to free us from the prison of this nafs and this body. There's an interesting dua. In one of the duas we have, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make this material world my prison. Because that's what it is. If I keep myself attached to this world, I'm keeping myself, my soul, imprisoned within this body. If we listen to those instructions, then the soul is freed. And I mean freed. It will be liberated, and it will have abilities, and it would have things that it would be pleased with, and it would enjoy, that we have no clue what they are right now, because we have imprisoned it within this body. The instructions are to help us. So by implementing that, we would be able to receive the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided or will provide through them. And lastly, one of the lessons that we learned from the month of Ramadan through the fast itself. Well, fasting is where you avoid food and drink. Sometimes it becomes difficult. You go through hardship. Learning that through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to fast as patience in the Holy Quran, where he tells the believers, "Istainu bis-sabr was-salah," to take help in patience and prayer. They say that patience refers to fasting, or one of the ways that it can help that. Patience is a very important lesson we learn. Through patience, we are able to reach serious conclusions. We're able to reach the goals that we have set out. Only through perseverance and continuation on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling those responsibilities, and even when it's difficult, pushing through is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the eid and He gives us those blessings. If we don't go through that process, if we don't go through the difficulties, if we're not patient when those difficult times come, the difficulties, as the hadith say, the most difficulty where you need to be patient, and the patience that is rewarded most is patience where we are patient with the sin. The circumstances are there. It's pressing. The desire is very strong. The need is very strong. I feel that I want to fulfill that desire, to please that desire, to gain that money, or whatever it may be, that I am patient with that. The patience pays off. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in the rest of the year, so that by the time we arrive in the following month of Ramadan, we have developed ourselves more, so that the next month of Ramadan would not be the same as this one, that we would be able to elevate those souls of ours, inshallah. Say the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'in ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Was-salatu was-salam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habib qulubina wa tabib nufusina وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى أخيه وابن عمه ووصيه أمير المؤمنين إمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى ابنته سيدة نساء العالمين فاطمة الزهراء وعلى سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين. ثم نصلي ونسلم على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي روحي رب العالمين التراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله العظيم. Again, this reminder that is a constant reminder because unfortunately we have the problem of negligence. We forget. We hear the concept of taqwa, we hear it being emphasized, we read those verses, we read the ahadith, we want to do it, then when we go out, we forget. We got in our car, we're driving, and we forget. Things come up, sins come up that we're supposed to avoid, sins come up that we're supposed to avoid, and we don't. So that's why there's this constant reminder, so that inshallah, gradually, we make that part of our lives, inshallah. On this day of Eid, which is a day of celebration, a day of happiness, a day of joy, that hopefully we are happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hopefully forgiven us and He has provided us with many blessings. Usually on this day, we gather together and we visit one another and there's plenty of foods and blessings that are available. We try to wear, as the ahadith have, we try to wear the best clothing that we have. But on this very day of Eid, there are Somalians that are facing famine. They are facing very, very difficult times. I don't know if they have regular food, forget about sweets, to enjoy. If they have regular food, some of those families, to enjoy a regular day, not just Eid. And this is very unacceptable and unethical that there are countries in the world that every day throw out so much food and waste so much food where people are dying on the other side of the globe. This is not acceptable for us. We should remember that. And we should remember that we have a role to play in this. If we are enjoying the blessings here in this country, which is providing all of those blessings by limiting the access of people to certain resources, by taking some of the resources of other lands and bringing it here for very cheap prices where those people are suffering themselves and not having it. Whether it's water, it's, you name it, fruits, coffee, tea, everything, clothing, these are taken from other people. I remember, it always shocks me, there was a brother that brought me a pack of Colombian coffee from Colombia, and he tried to get me the best thing he could get. And this is a Colombian. Right. And the coffee that he brought for me was not even comparable to some of the regular coffee that we find, like Costco's coffee, which is Colombian. Not even comparable. I invited them over some other night and I gave them some of the American coffee, the Colombian coffee you find in America. I said, I think this is better, but this is stolen off of you guys. They don't have it. They have to pay much more expensive prices to get something that's not even comparable to this. Okay. And what the farmers get, God knows. What those who go through the work get out of that, God knows. On this day of Eid, there are many believers and many people suffering in prisons of occupying forces. In the occupied lands, people are suffering in prisons. In this country, right here, there are innocent people that are imprisoned, whether it's Guantanamo Bay or the regular prisons right here on the mainland. There are people that are suffering innocently in prison, and some of them are being tortured, some of them are suffering very severely. In other parts of the world, other countries, there's many believers that are suffering, and there's oppressors. In Bahrain, our brothers and sisters are having difficult times. They're being oppressed. They're being imprisoned. I don't know if some of them are still on that hunger strike because of the circumstances that they have been put in, and they're protesting it. But they are facing some very, very difficult times. Very difficult times. As we are celebrating Eid here and trying to enjoy the blessings, and we should, but we should also remember there are believers that are being butchered and slaughtered and burnt to death in Burma. Very, very frightful and devastating scenes to just watch how these people are being treated. Animals are not treated like that. Animals are not treated like that. And the believers there are being treated in this way, they're being oppressed. And unfortunately, there's not much being said about it. And no one's actually... Well, there are some people that are making efforts, I know that. But no one out here, the countries who have that... the human rights that they go against whoever they wish with that tool and that instrument and call people out and say that they are violating human rights... When it comes to their own people and people that they have supported, like the government of Burma, there's no problem with that. Nobody hears anything. Muslims are being killed. But if an Israeli was beaten on and his nose starts to bleed, then you have it all over the news. You have people that are being butchered and killed and burnt to death. Nobody cares. Nobody even provides shelter and provides refuge for them outside of that country. It's unacceptable. Countries that share borders with Burma are not even giving refuge to these believers, to these Muslims. As we celebrate, there are many believers that are suffering and many people that are not even Muslims in that sense, but they are suffering from oppression. And we got to remember that. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves all of these people from the oppressions. And we've got to do things ourselves, keep ourselves aware and take our steps to try to move towards removing these oppressions. And at the same time, there are those believers today that are doing their share a lot more than I am to try to remove these oppressions globally. And these brothers and sisters who are fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting their lives on the line, giving everything in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are doing that worship on this day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us one of them. He allows us to be of those that put their lives and spend their lives and dedicate their lives for His cause to try to save people from intellectual oppression as well as physical and material oppression. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all those oppressed people of the world from the oppressions that they are facing. And we ask Him to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive all believers on this blessed day of Eid. Grant all of us the best Eidi, the best present that You can give us, God, on this day is the forgiveness of our sins and our hopefully guarantee that we'll be joining Muhammad and Aal Muhammad on day of judgment, upon death, on the day of judgment, and in the hereafter, in paradise, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers worldwide, those who are alive, those who have left this world. We ask Him to forgive them all of their sins. For many believers suffering from different difficulties, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve them all. Those who are suffering from different illnesses, we ask Him on this day of Eid, by the right of the Holy Prophet and his household, we ask Him to relieve them all of the difficulties and illnesses that they are facing, inshallah. Bin Nabi wa alihi rahimahullah man qara al-Fatiha ma'a as-salawat wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.